ABC Radio Australia.
Well, when the Flying Fijians won gold at the Rio Olympics in 2016, the country celebrated by releasing the world's only $7 note. In the 4 years since its release, the note has come to be worth a whole lot more than just $7, as Talia Olatia found out.
It's a million smiles from Fiji.
This is the moment Fiji won its first Olympic medal.
Fiji are the Olympic champions.
In 2016, in Rio de Janeiro, the Flying Fijians took home gold in the men's rugby sevens. Tom Courtright, who is currently in Kenya, remembers the day fondly.
I was a Peace Corps volunteer living in Sambeto Village, or for those who know, in Sambeto District School next to Narokorokoyawa. And I was there when Fiji won, and the celebration was very intense and beautiful, and especially watching the way that the team received their medals on stage, ceremonially, you know, kneeling and thomboing.
Jasep Verimalua, so tall he's got down on his knees to receive his medal from Princess Anne. And that's the way the big tall men of Fiji are going to receive the medal.
To celebrate this historic win, and in a world first, the Fijian government issued 2 million $7 notes. On the front of the note is Olympic captain Osea Colonisau running with the ball and coach Ben Ryan sitting at the Singatoka sand dunes. On the back is the full gold medal winning team, including coaches and team officials and Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. The note is legal tender in Fiji, and you can even find them at online auction sites selling for between 20 and 75 Australian dollars. But for people like Tom, the $7 note is priceless.
The ways in which I feel home in Fiji, specifically in you know, the Tikina of Sambeto, the district of Sambeto, I have never felt that anywhere else. It represents that, that Fiji could present on a global stage. Carrying it around is like a way to represent Fiji to others and make it relevant to others when other people, you know, might not understand what COVID or might not understand what it means to just sit around and tell a no to chat. But rugby is something that is global and that Fiji is the best in the world at. So that's why I carry it around.
Lapani Timo in New Zealand feels the same way.
I got a change with $7 in it. So I was like, awesome. This is going straight into my little pocket. I'm not going to use it at all. It means gold to me. Like, as Fijians, we love our rugby sevens. So to get a chance to witness history, it's really awesome, yeah.
And he has plans for his note.
I've always thought to frame it and hang it up on my wall or something like that. As soon as I saw it, I thought to myself, this is going to be something that will be cherished through generations, really. And, you know, when they actually won the sevens gold, I actually cried. And then they make a $7 out of it. That's something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life, really.
Karen Clark in Australia grew up in Fiji and has made a shrine of sorts for her $7 note.
Oh, I keep it on my fireplace, sitting inside a little tanoa that I have. so it also sits on my fireplace. So, yeah, it sits there. And it's under a beautiful painting of supermarkets.
When the note was released, Karen's mum grabbed a whole lot of them for the family.
Everyone was so into the Sevens team and so excited about the win and had been watching it, you know, getting up at all hours of the night to watch it when we could. So it was, very, very fantastic for us to see these $7 notes.
Back in Fiji, Sola Sivanivalu has been collecting the notes.
Keep it in my wallet. And it's becoming a good luck charm to say, because my wallet has not become empty.
He's not the only one. Mele in Samoa also told me she keeps the note in her wallet as a good luck charm. Sola now has 5 $7 notes, and he remembers getting each one.
The first one that I received was from a taxi driver. The taxi fare is $3, so I gave him $10. And he gave me a change of a $7 note, and I was surprised. I said, oh, is this a real Fiji 7-dollar note? Is it a fake? He said, no, it's a real one, just been issued a few weeks back. Then I kept it as a souvenir.
His second came while shopping, his third in a taxi, his fourth back in a supermarket. And he got his fifth one this week.
Just yesterday, my daughter, Kini, went out shopping and she came back and she said, Dad, do you still have your $7 notes? I said, yes, I still got four here. He said, this is going to be your fifth one.
Though one day his daughter will get that $7 note back.
I'm planning to pass it on to my daughter, Kini, so that she remembers the values of this $7 note, so she can pass it on to our next generation in our family. The values of family being together, of families being respectful to each other, and upholding the family values of love, joy, peace, long suffering, having patience. Because as a Christian, we value our Christian values.
People have told me that watching the Flying Fijians win Olympic gold in 2016 gave them hope. It made them believe that anything was possible. And as the country battles an uncontrolled COVID crisis, it's a hope that people are clinging to. A win in Tokyo is already being seen as a possible boost for the country.
Well, we'll bring a lot of hope, a lot of positive moods, people to continue with the fight against COVID-19 and to be vaccinated so that we can return back to normal.
We'll have to wait and see if the Flying Fijians can back up the gold in Japan. But people, again, are hopeful.
Oh, I think so. I really hope so. Yeah, I really hope so. Tokariki.
I don't see any reason why not. You know, I think that they certainly have a good chance at it.
I do hope they back it up this year. They won Oceania Sevens a few weeks ago. So they do look good to defend the title, but it's Olympics. We'll see how we go. Yeah, and hopefully they come up with another one, another goal, really.
Sola is even more confident.
Fiji will be coming back with the second gold medal for rugby. I'm keeping this $7 note to remember that this was for the first gold medal back in 2016. So I'm expecting another issue for the second gold medal in rugby.
That was Sola Sovanivalu ending that report from Taliolatia. Fiji also released a 50-cent piece with the former head coach Ben Ryan's face on it alongside the $7 note. In a video to the program, Ben Ryan told us what it means to him.
The $7 bill and the 50-cent piece was kind of mind-blowing in many ways because it's such an amazing thing to be on a note or on a coin and for a sports team to hold that much joy in the people to make those decisions. But then again, we're talking about Fiji here and, you know, the people love the Sevens team and the Sevens team loves the people. And so it wasn't a surprise, but it was an amazing event. And I remember flying over, getting to see Oscar again on Rapati and lots of friends in Fiji and celebrating the win in a little way again with the note in the coin. I've got a few notes tucked away and maybe like some of the other fellow Fijians, they keep it in their pocket for good luck, so do I. And if it's not the $7, it's normally a 50-cent piece. And I'll be... it'll be in my pocket during the Sevens tournament, wishing the team all the very best and give it all they've got.